What's up, fans all over the land? It's me, your girl, Miss Ayana Ebony, with an episode of T-Girls. Today, I've chosen to be all by myself because I'm all by myself. Telling you guys that life is crazy. And just as the ball turns, so do the drama, girl. First, getting into a very, very touch-the-heart subject for me. As you guys should know, I've been the happiest person for the past month, two, since my mom passed. Daggone life is, I got to go through a lot of things that could have broken me, you know, or took a knee at hand. And, y'all know I'm a girl of facts, bitch. I'm always going to hit you guys with facts. Y'all got to know. Go to Wix.com and get your site up and running. I was absolutely happy in the situation. That went horribly bad. For one, I was lied to. Broken. And I forgave. And let me tell you something. It's okay to forgive people for the wrong in which they do. And I met the greatest friend I ever had for only a short minute of time. I in no way can hurt. I don't like to hurt people. Some people do it purposely, and I think a story like this, stories that deserve to be told throughout the whole entire world. There are people in life who are selfish to what they want in those times. They'll give and show everything until they know they got you. And they claim like they fuck over you. And you take this shit. And you take this shit, and you take this shit. And they're seeing you as weak. The person I did meet, I thought was God sent. I really, truly cared genuinely about the person, about everything. It was him that didn't understand what great of a prize God made me. This very song is the first song I really was jamming with them listening. And I remember hearing those words, and I looked at him and I thought that was it. You know, and there are people who are heartless in this thing. Heartless to their actions, heartless to other people's feelings. Getting deep into this, there was a posting that posted all over the internet trying to defamate my character, who I was, what I stood for. And it is a horrible time in the LGBT for something like this to happen, because when you've lost, you lost. I am a loser. Whatever intention on he had to purposely hurt me or purposely attack me, you won. I wish you well. I wish you happiness, joy, and everything in what that you do. Because when people care and really love, it'll never be like that. temper and you learn, you guys. That was because Lola came stop them. You're asking, you pray. What do you get at the end of your life? And that's what life is about. And y'all know, T-Girls, we keep it motherfucking real. We ain't saying nothing real. We ain't T-Girls. And I'm going to, I'll never take what a weak-ass person couldn't take just because. Hands down, yo, I'm like a, I'm stronger than any motherfucker I know. So you learn in life that sometimes people hurt people for no reasons. And I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of fighting for friends. I'm tired of fighting for family. I'm tired of fighting for admiration. Because in this life, they don't see the nice people as the great people. And God be the glory, I stand proud of what I represent and stand for, because God has blessed me to be who I am. So if anything on note, y'all, somebody says they don't care, believe them. When someone tells you they don't love you, believe them. Yeah. She lost. I think Lola just told me thank you. I don't know. I must be drunk. But know and feeling your heart and soul that God has a presence. And God is going to fix and change everything in your life if you take the right steps in being who you are. Heartbreak is devastating. But we can get over it, us as people. We can grow. We can be better people. What's the point of going around this world hurting fucking people? And people would say, I can't see. You don't know half of the lie in which comes in life. The deceit. That's all I know. And if anything I learned in life, that person, he did the only one thing I asked not to do. And he did it damn good. And now, what do you do after? You move the fuck on. You pack your shit, you go, and you laugh at that motherfucker.
When you're busy dealing with groceries,
because you're going to get eternally blessed from that situation, you guys. There is a light after pain. But enough of the mushy shit. T-Girls around.